14 minutes after 12 o'clock on a overcast but somehow lovely summer afternoon in the Miami Valley. I'm Nikki Dakota, and it is my pleasure to welcome to the studio today. We have squeaky chairs in the studio. local filmmakers and also now sort of radio makers in a way. It's a pleasure.
Wow, who knew?
Isn't that great? It's all part of our local lore version that we're calling Reinvention Stories. Started as sound paired with images and then moving sound, and now an exhibit this evening with a very special gallery talk at the Dayton Art Institute called Reinvention Photographs. Let's tell us a little bit about what's happening tonight. Again, it starts at 6 o'clock, goes until 7:30, and you guys will be there.
We will be there, and Emily McCord from WISO will be there, and Nina Ellis will be there, and a lot of the photos, a lot of the people who are in the pictures will be there, Nikki. This is all part of an awesome exhibition that's a collaboration between the Dayton Art Institute, the Dayton Visual Arts Center, and WISO, called Reinvention Portraits. It was curated by Eva Buttacavoli, who's the executive director of DVAC. You know, we had an amazing experience last year going all over Dayton for months and months, and we took thousands of pictures and images, and Eva went through them and pulled the best, I know,
she, 14.
She, 14, like the 14 top 14 pictures. And put together this awesome show at the DAI.
The pictures are so large and beautiful. They're actually kind of like larger than life size.
They
the portraits.
Are.
They're really very beautiful.
When we have one here in our lobby, and when it came in, I was really struck by the size. As a matter of fact, I was off put by it. It just seemed, it was almost too big.
Yeah.
And yet,
yeah,
as I've watched it and looked at it, I've come to, there's something about this large size that really gives a sense of interplay with the image.
We try to choose images that are very intimate, where you have a sense, I mean, everyone knows their image is being taken. Everyone knows the camera person's there. None of us are friends with the people. In fact, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about how we made the pictures in a minute. But they're very intimate. They're very direct, people looking into the camera. There's a kind of relaxed quality that I think reflects summer. You're on your porch, you know, you're hanging out. Somebody comes by,
yeah,
which is us, you know. And I did want to mention too that talking about this gallery that we're in, it's Gallery 209, and it's a brand new venture between the DAI and DVAC, and we are lucky enough to be and very honored to be the first show in there.
What a delight. And this is intended henceforth to be a showcase of local art,
the work of
local artists.
That's right. It'll be an ongoing curated gallery and an ongoing collaboration between DVAC and the DAI. And, you know, when you talk about the scale of the photos, Nikki, that we were blown away when we saw the huge prints.
So big.
And it got us thinking about how we look at photos today, how all of us, you know, when we take pictures these days, you're usually like on a phone.
You're carrying around in your pocket this little screen.
And do we ever see pictures really big anymore? It's, you know, the days of and do we even hold pictures as prints anymore? We don't really do that. And to see a huge, gorgeous, saturated print, very much like a painting, but really sharp, it's a different kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we notice tons of details in the photos when they're that big. It's almost like you walk into the room. You're in the space much, much more. And that's been really exciting to see.
Yeah, we were talking about this whole notion that these are actually prints, right? And actually all the families whose photos we made, we gave them a copy, little bit smaller copy,
sure,
so they would have it. But we were talking about this. So we can, you know, we have Facebook with pictures. We have Instagram with pictures. We take pictures on our cell phone. We email them to people. But what about that, you know, that shoebox of photographs?
It's so funny because I literally just last night wanted to play a game as a family. And we
store
all photographs in the same cedar chest that we store our games in. So I just happened upon it and pulled out these pictures of my parents as young college students dating and was holding it and thinking about how rare this is.
Physical picture that – and it's like our history. I mean, what about sitting on the couch with grandma and flipping through those old photo albums? And sort of laughing, oh, there's mommy as a baby, you know, and there's grandma when she first went to work, and there you are as a little kid. Are we still going to do that when everything is either on our phone or on Facebook? Are those going to last? And that's one thing about photographs, actual prints of pictures they're going to be there.
Right.
We're talking with filmmakers Julia Reichert and Steve Bognar, the spearheaders of our reinvention project here at WYSO, an effort to gather, curate, and share the stories of the residents of the Miami Valley, and a very special exhibit going on this evening called Reinvention Portraits from 6 until 7:30. There'll be That's a viewing period and then a gallery talk.
Yeah, it'll be really fun, very informal, you know, shorts and T-shirts kind of thing. There's going to be snacks and refreshments. And in fact, we're very excited.
Yeah.
One of the people that are whose story we told is Barbara Cavita. She's a chocolatier.
Chocolate lady, right.
And I've heard. Yes,
her chocolates are amazing, and she's actually bringing a lot of chocolate tonight. So
nice.
There'll be free samples of chocolate, of course,
and other snacks and drinks as well.
And we're going to talk about the process of the project of making the photos and what we observed in the photos. And then the cool thing is a lot of the people in the photos will be there too. So it's a chance to meet these awesome people.
And though it is 6 to 7:30, you're welcome to be there. The museum doesn't close till 8, but our talk is going to be short. You don't have to feel like you're going to be sitting in a chair for an hour and a half. Our talk is going to be 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to sort of deconstruct some of the pictures.
Neat.
Some of the photographers, we will too, will talk about the picture. Like, what was going on at the moment you took that image? What was your relationship with that family? What were they doing at that moment?
Neat.
So we'll sort of, you know, because that was, you know, it's funny you say at the beginning we're doing radio.
Yeah.
Like, and I said, who knew? a year and a half ago when we started this project and we named it Reinvention Stories, I mean, we knew we were going to do something with radio. We knew there were going to be pictures on the WYSO website. We knew that much because WYSO wanted to become more visual.
Mm-hmm.
But we've never imagined there would be an interactive website. We certainly never imagined there would be, 20-some short movies that are now on the website. And we certainly never imagined there would be an exhibit at the Dayton Art Institute.
Let's remind listeners that reinventionstories.org is the location of the interactive.
Yeah.
You can see so many of these stories. And we are – I haven't been in a while, but you – are we – people can contribute their own right
yes.
now.
Oh, right.
right?
Yeah.
That's all set up now.
If
uh-huh.
you go to reinventionstories.org, you can go to the map. There's an awesome map with lots – full of
– Map of Dayton.
Stories, of mm-hmm. little dots of stories, and you can add your own dot to
what
the map.
What a neat idea. And this will live on and mm-hmm. on.
It keeps growing every
what
week.
What a legacy.
It grows every week. We put new stories. Like, we just put a story on about the African American Festival. We put a story on about Praise Dance over mm-hmm. in Residence Park,
yeah.
some young people doing Praise Dance.
Yeah.
What else? We put on a new story or one or two every week.
We actually have upcoming stories on the Muse Machine Summer Concert
nice.
And the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus and
oh, yeah. that's
the
good,
Hispanic
that's,
Festival all coming up. They'll be posted to the map very soon.
And there's also history. Like, if any of you out there listening are history buffs, there's a photo album of archival photos of South Park, one of Twin Towers, and one of Belmont. And we're actually looking for more.
Yeah.
We like sharing the history of our town as well.
And we've been having awesome help from Dayton History, who are totally geniuses at all this digging
I'm
and
sure.
finding of stuff.
If you have something, if you're listening right now and you think, oh, I have a picture, you can go to
yeah.
reinventionstories.org and upload that if you have a digital.
Yeah.
If it's not a physical picture, you can upload it.
Especially neighborhood photographs from the past. Like, for instance, if anyone lives or near Watervliet, did you know there was a movie theater?
Oh, I didn't.
Right near where that beer carryout is on Watervliet, right near Smithville?
That's how I mark the locations. How close was, to the beer
carryout?
well, no, it just
good.
Happens.
I tease.
Right.
I tease.
That's good.
So that was a movie theater. And there were two movie theaters on Wayne Avenue in Twin Towers.
Wow.
Two movie theaters. So we've learned a lot about the history of our town through sort of searching and finding, and people bring them to us, and people bring cardboard boxes of photographs, and we digitized them and uploaded them onto the map, which you can go to at reinventionstories.org. There's also patents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
of course.
You know,
you're
we are
about
famous.
Reinvention.
Yeah.
Invention.
The original invention.
The original invention.
Key word for Dayton, Ohio.
It is. And so that's why we thought we got to – are there really that many patents? Did we really invent the electric starter motor and Freon and the ice cube tray that pops out when you – I mean, there are so many things. And so we put about 10 or 15 just as a start on the website.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that's awesome about the exhibit that Eva, through all her work in curating it, did is she created kind of a snapshot of Dayton, Ohio now. And it's a lot of sort of street level slice of life, you know, and the things that we might not say, well, that we should really preserve that. We should really chronicle that. Someone hanging out on their porch. But years from now, you know, when we look at those archival photos from 50 years ago, that moment of someone on their porch is fascinating. You see, you know, the clothing, the hair, the stuff on the porch, the slice of life, then it suddenly has a lot of meaning. And I feel like what Eva's done with this exhibit is capture a moment in time in Dayton, Ohio that is going to be really valuable in years to come. And, you know, we should say the other – there's 8 photographers in all. Julie and I are lucky to be 2 of them, but it's also Chandra Jones, Emily Evans, Emily McCord, WISO's news director, Liz Cambrin, Megan Haig, and Kyle Wilkinson. And some of those photographers will be there tonight as well to talk about their photos.
Most of the photographers are Wright State motion pictures grads.
You have a connection. You would be in a position to know some Wright State motion picture people.
Yes, for many years, Julia taught at Wright State.
And, 28 long ones.
And I'm now the new faculty person at Wright State in their film program.
Great.
We're very proud of them. And 2 of them, what we're going to do tonight, we thought, is we're going to talk a little about photography and tell people about the project. But then we actually decided to select each of us who made one of the photos, select it, show it up there, and talk about, once again, like the moment, the composition, why it stood out to us, what was going on at that very time. So, you know, what we did in Reinvention Stories, we just basically walked the streets of 4 Dayton neighborhoods, you know, South Park, Twin Towers, Residence Park, and Belmont. And there are pictures from all of those neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you walk down the street and you run across a family on the porch and you say, hi, you give them a leaflet. Hi, I'm from WISO Radio. And we're looking for Reinvention Stories, blah, blah, blah. You give the little – and they say, yes, I do know somebody, or no, I don't, who has a Reinvention Story. And then you say, could we take a picture of your dog or of your kids? It's a little bit of a door opening moment. You know, can we – and there you people – you know, this is Dayton. People are very friendly and open in general. Can we take a picture of you? Mm-hmm. And it's a way of just getting a little bit closer to them. A little bit closer to what they're doing. And you sort of observe, like one family I made a picture of, they were all squirting each other with a hose. You know how on a hot day in the summer, and they're all like wet and they're all laughing. There's several kids, a mom and dad. And so they all line up to get their picture taken. And you can see they're barefoot. There's water all over the place. You know, it's a moment in time in the summer in Dayton, Ohio last year.
And there's always this – I love trying to take someone's picture because it's always this – kind of ballet or dance between the person who's taking a picture and the person whose picture is being taken.
Sure.
We all pose for pictures, right? We have a certain way we want to look.
Look at the camera.
Okay. And yet, if a photo is too posed, it feels inauthentic or staged, you know? And so, as a photographer, one of your jobs is to try to, like, wait for a moment when the person's more relaxed or more real or whatever. Yeah. And yet, at the same time, that person's aware they're still being photographed, so they're going to try to change their pose. And if you get lucky, there's this little meeting ground between the person, the subject, and the photographer when it really is like a collaboration. It's authentic, but it's also how the person would like to be seen.
We're talking with Steve Bognar and Julia Reichert, filmmakers who are in something of the radio business as well as film and image now with the Reinvention Stories and a very special presentation this evening at the Dayton Art Institute in collaboration with the Dayton Visual Arts Center and WISO. It is a gallery talk for Reinvention Portraits. Gets underway at 6 o'clock this evening and goes through 7:30. Make plans to come out tonight if you haven't already.
It's free and open to the public.
What a delight.
And there's chocolates.
And there's
don't forget the chocolates.
You know, that's it.
And there's drinks and snacks. And we won't go on too long.
And good company. and your neighbors, your friends, and maybe friends that you haven't met yet.
That's true.
Will be there this evening
at
the gallery.
It's going to be really fun. And if you can't go tonight, the show is actually open all summer into the end of September.
Great.
And there's this amazing video, a triptych video, which the DAI has put a beautiful, big, comfy couch right in front of. So you can sit there and watch this triptych of Dayton float by. It's a mind-bogglingly visual experience.
And if you don't know what a triptych is, in this case, it's three cameras pointed in not quite the same, in a forward or sideways direction that are all a part of the same image. So you're getting not just the head-on view, but you also have the peripherals. And it's quite an experience, I'll just say, as having been able to watch one of these that you made. And what a delight. And you might even recognize your neighborhood or your street.
You just float through Dayton.
Yeah. And, you know, the Dayton Art Institute has a lot of later hours these days. There's so much great stuff happening at the DAI nowadays. They have this Andy Warhol show. If you have kids, they have this Experience Center, which is full of musical instruments.
Loved it.
It's crazy great. And so if you need something to do, the DAI is full of stuff, and we're lucky that our exhibit is part of it.
Yeah, and becoming fuller and fuller every day. Steve, Julia, thank you for being here today.
Thanks, Nikki.
Find out more. There's links, of course, at WYSO.org. You can go directly to reinventionstories.org, or you can go directly to the Dayton Art Institute tonight at 6 o'clock from 6 until 7:30. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.